G'day, this is Higo with your hard and heavy news. This past week has been heavy for all the wrong reasons. First, we learnt of Mike Howe's passing, the frontman from Metal Church who toured Australia not that long ago. He was just 55. We've since learned that no drugs or alcohol were involved in his passing and no controlled substances or paraphernalia were found at his residence. We then sadly learned of Joey Jordison's passing at just 46 years of age. Joey was a founding member and drummer for Slipknot until 2013, who then went on to form Scar the Martyr and led that group until 2016. But Joey was prolific, not only as a musician with work in The Murder Dolls, Synasium and Vimic, and of course Slipknot, but also as a producer. He was diagnosed with acute adverse myelitis many years ago, a form of multiple sclerosis, which resulted in inflammation of his spinal cord. Although that has not been attributed to his death, his family says he died peacefully in his sleep. Just when we thought we were done with notable deaths this week, founding member of ZZ Top, Dusty Hill, passed away at the age of 72. Joseph Michael Dusty Hill played bass with ZZ Top for over 50 years and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of ZZ Top in 2004. We've also since learned that guitar tech for the band, Elwood Francis, who filled in on a gig earlier this year, will take over on bass, as per Dusty's wishes. Billy Gibbons saying, quote, "Dusty emphatically grabbed my arm and said, 'Give Elwood the bottom end and take it to the top.' And he meant it, amigo. He really did." Unquote. The Offspring are doing a special one-off concert for iHeartRadio called iHeartRadio Live with the Offspring. Genius title. This is happening at the iHeartRadio Theatre in LA on August 12, and fans can catch the show on the iHeartRadio YouTube channel. The band will be playing songs from their latest album, Let the Bad Times Roll, along with fan favourites, and doing a Q&A as well. Check out their socials for more info. And finally, there's been much to be said about former Megadeth bassist Dave Ellefson this year surrounding his involvement with a fan that saw him removed from the band. Frontman from Twisted Sister, Dee Snider, has weighed in on the discussion recently when he was a guest on the Metal Sucks podcast.
Creatives are damaged goods by definition. We choose to be actors, performers, writers, artists, painters, comedians, all those things, because we're damaged, and that's driven us to find these outlets. I don't know why people are so shocked when the evidence of that damage shows itself. When Dave from Megadeth, I'm talking about Elfman, yeah. Elf gets caught masturbating. Well, first of all, a lot of you are doing the same thing. But second of all, he's a musician. He's not a priest. You can't expect to be priest-like. Hell, you can't expect priests to be priest-like. But people are so shocked, and I don't get why the art is thrown away with the artist. If we found out that Michelangelo was a pedophile, and by the way, fair chance he was, considering the area he came in, would we stop going to the Sistine Chapel? Would we paint it over? It's no longer good art because the painter turned out to be a pedophile. I'm saying hypothetically, all artists, creatives got some skeletons in their closets, and suddenly the skeleton is shown and we're like, oh, well, he's not funny anymore. He's not a good actor anymore, but he's a damaged, broken person. He always was. It's what made him a great artist.
Separating the artist from the art will always be a contentious issue, so where do you stand on it? That's it for today. Stay up to date and get your news on demand at triplemhardandheavy.com.au.